How many of you are ready to receive the Word of God today? Yeah? Yes? Before we set up the sermon, I just want to take time to... I just want to take time to share. I am grateful to be here in this place. I am very thankful, and I'm very grateful to God to serve in this place, in this church. There hasn't been a time when I have thought, you know, maybe God has another plan. Never. From the first day that we were here, I have been grateful to God. This is the best place for me to be here. God gives me so much peace and joy to be here. And I'm grateful to get up in the morning and to do ministry in this church. And I hope you feel that. I hope you feel that same love from me, knowing that I'm serving from a place of gratitude, knowing that I'm serving from a place of grace and just thankfulness. I don't envy for what I don't have. You know, some pastor may be looking, I should be serving a bigger church. I should be serving a church that have 3 campuses. And I am just happy and grateful to be where I am. That doesn't mean our church will not grow bigger. It doesn't mean that our church will not grow. It will grow. But this is where we are. And I'm very excited. And you should be excited. We are the best church in this city because we have the best people here. We are very different from other churches. And I'm not saying this to inflate you. You know, so that you, when you're deflated, you will fall down. We are different church. We are a different church in this city. And you're going to get to feel more and more and more and more. Because you're feeling God's presence already, little by little. But as time goes on, you're going to feel so much of God's presence in this place that this church will be different. We're different because we are also getting to be a multinational church. We are very loving, very caring and accepting of one another. And when people walk in here, they feel it. Not me, but the people that comes in here, they feel it. And that's a testimony. That is your testimony. It speaks about who you are in your heart. And that's the reason why we're different. You know? So let's be different for God in this church. So thank you. Thank you for this opportunity that we can serve together as a church. I am not the... there are a lot of pastors that are better than me. There are a lot of preachers that are better than me. You know, if you go out today, you will find a better person to lead than this church if you're looking for better. But he sent you me, you know? So, how should I say? What do people say? Deal with it. Isn't that what they say? One of the... You can see me here, come out of darkness into the light. one of the things that I learned when I came to America is golf. You know, I picked up golf when I was 30, after I became 30 years old, and I tell my son, if I had the opportunity like you, I would be a good golfer. You know, if I had an opportunity, they started playing golf when they were 5, 6 years old, and. You see, golf is bigger than all of us, you know, the game itself. Because you have your slump, you have your up and down when you play game. It's the same thing with golf. Even great golfers, they have a time where they will slump and they will not do well. And when you go and play golf, I mean, you have great shots, you know? You have great shots that you enjoy, and then you remember those great shots. But sometimes you go to take that same shot, and you'll shank it, or the ball will go here and there. My ball goes left and right. You know, it doesn't go straight. It goes far left and right. But I don't get upset. I don't get upset. I go, I know, I understand that the game is bigger than me. You know, this game is bigger than me. And I don't get upset at my shots. I know that I'll slump. But I go at it that I will get better. The next shot that I'm going to take, I'm going to get better. I tell my kids, if you mess up a shot, don't think on that shot. You have another chance. Forget about that. Go on to the next shot and then give your best in that next shot. That's what I will do. That's what I do as a pastor. I know there are better people out there, more gifted, more skilled. And I will slump as a pastor. I'll have my downtime, you know. My sermon will go to the left and to the right. But I love the game. Yes, I love this calling. The next shot, I'm going to give my best. The next shot, I'm going to give it my all. Because God has called me to this place. And you can expect that I will give my best to you. You can also expect my lows. You can expect my high. But celebrate with me when I hit the low. Celebrate with me when I hit the high. When I'm average. You know, you say, oh, yeah, Pastor is average, but we still love you. You know? Pastor Dubs, we still love you. Otherwise, I have a big driver coming right at you. Right? Remember, this driver is long and big, and I can reach you. So we're talking about sin dependence, because independence is tomorrow. And I want to talk about sin dependence, because how can we be truly free and be a man of freedom? Be a kingdom man and be a kingdom woman. And you can be a kingdom woman and a kingdom man if you are free from the control of sin. If you declare your independence from sin, then you are a kingdom man and a kingdom woman. And isn't it a great time to talk about independence today, when we are getting ready to celebrate our country's independence tomorrow? Right? So let's join with me here. Join with me here. I want to talk about the introduction is that who we are is that we are created for God alone. Everyone that is sitting here is created for God alone. You were not created to be manipulated and to be played around by Satan. Satan has no hold in your life. You were not created for his pleasure, for his manipulation, for him to destroy you. You were created for God alone, and you were created for a perfect life, because when God created us, what did he say? He was good. Yes. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It was good. He created our life to be perfect. It was good. Good is the opposite of bad and evil. He created us for good things. The third thing is that God created us to live eternally. Death was not part of the plan. Death was not part of the plan. He created us to live eternally. So, how do we reclaim this independence? How do we reclaim what is independence? Freedom is my birthright. Freedom is your birthright. To be free from Satan is your birthright. You were created with the birthright of freedom. We can give our freedom away easily to Satan. We can give that away. And today we want to talk about that. In Luke 4, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." What else? "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and set to those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." That is from Isaiah 61, when Jesus went to the temple, opened the book and read. Okay? This is what we want to talk about here. And in the New Testament from Romans, but now that you have been set free from sin and have become slave to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. So we'll bring this together and look at the Word of God. So now, free kingdom men and women. Okay? Free kingdom men and women. If you are a kingdom man and a kingdom woman, what are you? You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. A free kingdom man and a kingdom woman are a citizen of God. When I was in New York last week, I went into the hotel. Then there was a guy, and he's checking in, and he looked at me and said, "Where are you from?" You know. So I'm thinking, should I start giving my history? Where I came from? It's going to be a long talk, right? Yeah. So I said, "I'm from Santa Clara." And he looked at me and said, "Oh." You know, because in his eyes, I can see there's more, buddy. You know, you're not from Santa Clara. But I don't want to go back to... I came from Manipur, Nagaland in the northeast of India. I migrated here and migrated to this country. I didn't want to go into the... So I said, "I'm from Santa Clara." Then I came to San Francisco. And there, as I was checking out renting a car... Same guy. "Where are you from?" "Are you from Philippines?" So I say, how should I answer this? It's 1:30 a.m. You know, do I need to go into this country? "Yeah, somewhere in that area." That's what I said, right? "Somewhere in that area. I came from that side." This question has come to me again and again. "Where are you from? Where are you?" No, "Where are you from?" Right? I want to tell you today that I am from heaven. I am a citizen of the kingdom of God. No doubt about it. When I went to take my citizenship test of this nation, by the way, I am an American and I'm proud of it. Yeah? Yes. I don't apologize for being an American. I love this country and I love you. That's not part of the sermon, okay? So that's I'm not paid for that one. But I want to say that I love this country and I love to be an American. I work very hard to come to this country. I work very hard. I paid my dues. I paid my taxes. And have my wife and I, when we were asked the question, when we went in there, one of the questions that was asked was, "Do you renounce your loyalty to your birth country?" That's the question. And we had to talk about this way before, my wife and I. We had to talk about it. Can we renounce that? See? Do you swear your allegiance to this country? That's also another question. We have talked about that before, too. It's a heavy question. It doesn't feel like, I'm just going to become an American. It's more to it, at least for me and my wife. We've talked back and forth. Can we do this? Can we do this? And we have come to a point where we say, yes, our allegiance is to this country. We are loyal to this country, and we will contribute and do our best for this country. So for me, as a pastor, how do I contribute to this country? If I can turn an alcoholic into a good father, that's my contribution to this country. If I can take a drug addict out of the street and turn him into a good citizen, that's how I'm building this country. My calling to build this country is very clear. I hope yours too. Love the country that you live. If you're in America, love the country that is feeding you, providing you, and giving shelter. And give thanks to the Lord. Instead of complaining that, oh, this is not good, this is a great country. And if you cannot, what do they say again? Deal with it. That's where I want to. So, a kingdom, free kingdom man and woman, freed from sin. Where are you from? See, where are you from? We are created free from sin. And sin is, and in a sin life, in a sin-free life, everything was good. So look at this. We are afraid of death. Some are not. But a lot of people are afraid of death. If you take away death, sin has no power at all. Do you know that? Sin is powerless without death. Sin has no sting. Sin cannot affect anybody. Sin operates because of the presence of death. Do you know that? So you take death away from sin, it's toothless. It doesn't have a fang. It can't touch you. It can't hurt you. But because we are afraid of death and the consequences of sin is death, it rules over us and controls over us. So what do we do? What shall we do? Any idea? Can somebody help me? What should we do? Christ took away death. And because of him dying on the cross, sin has no power over us. The sting of death is gone. Death, where is your victory? But we forget that. Today on Independence Day, Sin Dependence Day, I want us to remember that Christ has taken the sting of death and we are free from that clutch of death. We are free from being ransomed by sin and say, hey, I got this death over you, over your head. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it. And so that's what we need to understand. That the power over sin. You know, sin happened, so there was death. But when we yield to the will of God, as kingdom men and kingdom women, when we yield to the will of God, what happens? The kingdom, the will of God is done on heaven and on earth. Every time you yield to Christ and his will here on earth, the will of God is done in heaven as a kingdom man and as a kingdom woman. You have prayed that prayer, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven and is in earth. How does it look like? It looks like you in daily life yielding to the will of Christ. So in your daily life, day in and day out, in small, big, average, medium things, when you yield yourself to God here on earth, then the will of God is done in heaven. Break it down. Don't make it too complicated. So freed from sin. Sin has no control in our lives. Power over sin. Sin has no power over us. And new life in Christ. Death has no dominion over us, because Christ has won that for us. So, and then oh, what does the kingdom man and kingdom woman look like? See, it's a freedom by the Spirit. So, when the Spirit of the Lord come upon us, okay, let's move on to that one, all right? So, kingdom man, kingdom woman, are you with me this morning? Yeah? All right. So, when you become a kingdom man and a kingdom woman, you have the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God. So what happens when you have the Holy Spirit of God? See, I want you to ask that question. When you have the Holy Spirit of God, you have the good news with you. Right? So your friend who is in college, who is in high school, who is in school, who is at work, has been having a difficult time that he is on the edge to fall into deep darkness. And you're worried, how can I draw her out of it? How can I draw him out of it? He is going to do something grievous and going to harm himself and his family. And I don't know how to pull him out of it. Well, I tell you, if you have the Holy Spirit of God, then you have the good news. So when you go into your friend's life, in that dark space, you offer the good news. You are the good. You are the bearer of the good news. You have the power that God has given you to share the good news, to let him come out or let her come out of darkness into the light. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you have the healing balm for the brokenhearted. Somebody that is hurting is going to look for you and want for you to come into his or her life because you have the balm to heal the brokenhearted. That is sin dependence. That is the kingdom man and the kingdom woman. When a kingdom man and a kingdom woman live by the principles and precepts of the kingdom of God, everything is aligned from heaven and on earth, and the will of God is done in your area of influence. Serious stuff, this is. I want you to know this. I want you to know this. You are anointed to do this. We are not on the sideline. We're not sitting on the bleachers looking at our friends suffering. They're looking, what shall we do? What shall we do? No, you got the solution. It is within you. God has given you to lift him up, to lift her out of that. We cannot be spectators. This is what I'm saying. Santa Clara First Baptist Church, we got to heal the brokenhearted because you got the healing balm. The healing balm is within you. You've been set free, the captives. How many of you are hurting this morning? How many of you are feeling emptiness and vacuum in your life? And you can touch and you can feel the pain where it hurts. Marriage, finance, relationship, work, past mistakes, history, family history, name it. And you think about that person and it hurts you. Takes away your joy, wipes away everything. Are you hurting? If you're hurting today, I have a good news for you. You hurt because you're alive. Do you hear me? You're hurting because you're alive. Thank the Lord that you're alive. If you're dead, you can't correct your hurt. No dead person can feel the pain. You're hurting because you're alive. And we can do something about it. The second thing is, when you're hurting, you're at a point where you're ready to be healed. Because when you push aside, when you are in denial, when you are numb, you're not ready for healing. When you come to a pain where you're really suffering and crying out to God in pain, then God can do the work. Let me tell you this. The place where it hurts, it's the door for the light to come in to start the healing. Did you hear that? Where it hurts, you have given a window for the light of God to come through that hole and start the healing. Unless you feel the pain, you have not given permission to God to shine in the light and fill you and heal you. If you're hurting today, let the light shine. Flow through that door and start the healing process. That is freedom by the Spirit. Freedom by the Spirit. You know, we have the antidote for the poor. We have it. Be a wounded healer. You have been wounded once and you have been healed. So you become a wounded healer for other people. Carry the scar. Tell them how you got the scar. Explain to them how the scar has been healed. And show it to the people. Be a bearer of the good news. Be a bearer of a healed wounds. And go around and say, there is a balm in Gilead. There is a balm. We have a destiny as a kingdom man and woman. Our destiny is to belong to God. It's bearing fruit to holiness. You know, the end result is eternal life. Since you have been set free, according to Romans, as we read, you have been set free from sin, you can bear permanent fruit to holiness. And that holiness is going to result into eternal life. Permanent fruit, my friends, is not seasonal. Because we've been set free from sin, we permanently bear the fruit of holiness resulting in eternal life. If you're a kingdom man and woman this morning, you are a citizen of the kingdom of God. That's what I want to remind you on Sin Independence Day. Sin Independence Day. People of power, people of praise, people that have the good news. And I want you to remember some of this daily truth, that without death, sin is powerless. Dying with Christ makes death powerless. See, the resurrection of Jesus gave us access to the resurrection power. And let your genuine faith speak clearly and boldly of your new life in Christ. So that's the daily truth for you to think about this week and for day-to-day living for this week till we meet again. Pride prevents us to become poor in the spirit. Pride is an obstacle to become the children of God. So what happens is when we cover up our spiritual poverty, then we will miss to discover God's blessing. Because blessings is directly related to what? Poverty. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the poor. Blessings, spiritual blessing is directly related to spiritual poverty. Pride prevents us to become poor in the spirit. Pride is an obstacle to become God's children. So a broken heart cannot be truly be healed by a pill or a surgeon. A broken heart can be healed when heaven fills the heart. When heaven fills the heart. Today, I want to declare independence from anger. I want us to declare independence from hurt. I want us to declare independence from unforgiveness. I want us to declare independence from demonic control. I want us to declare independence from things that destroys our relationship, that harms us, that prevents us to receive the blessing of God. I want us to declare independence, to yield to Satan, to yield to control of fear of death. I want us to declare independence from the things that are not God. The bonded soul can never be free except by Christ. The soul will be in perpetual captivity without Christ and the Word of God. Do you want to be in perpetual captivity? As we ask the worship team to come up and get ready for the communion and prepare our hearts, prepare our hearts, Lord. And as people that are going to serve today, I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. We have the well here that we will pray later. We will pray later. But I want to take a short moment today. Just a quiet moment. Can we bow our heads in prayer? And I'm going to come down to this floor. Yeah? I'm going to come down to this floor. And as we have set this table here, this table reminds us of the death of Christ, sacrificing His body, dying on the cross for us to give us eternal life. And as you sit there and you feel like, I want to declare independence from unforgiveness, independence from bitterness, independence from anger, independence from control of fear, independence from sin, independence from Satan. I want to be free in Christ and fully experience the freedom as a kingdom man and a kingdom woman. Or just say, I just want to declare independence today because I'm a kingdom man and kingdom woman. It may not be the reason that I have said, but if there is something that you want to declare independence, I want to hold your hand here. Come forward. I want to hold your hand so we can declare independence together. It wouldn't take time. Just walk forward. You know, as we bow our heads here, as we get ready before the table, and as those who are going to serve in the communion, can you please come forward too? Yes. And those who want to declare independence, say, I want to declare independence. This is Independence Day of God. Just come with us and stand with us, and we'll pray quickly with you.